Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some sad news in the music world today, Dean.
Yeah, a lot of people remember the great Seals and Crofts from the 1970s and their multitude of hits. These days, they are sort of the founding fathers of the musical genre called yacht rock, and this is a yacht rock's staple. Jim Seals did the lead vocals for Seals and Crofts for songs like Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, Hummingbird, We May Never Pass This Way Again, I'll Play For You. Bob and I played them all back in the day. And they're still all considered classics. Jim Seals died yesterday, cause of death not released, but he was 80 years old. Did you know that Jim Seals also played in the band called The Champs that gave us the song Tequila that Pee Wee Herman danced to in his movie? And his brother, Dan Seals, also a yacht rock favorite, as one half of England Dan and John Ford Coley. His brother was England Dan that gave us Really Love to See You Tonight and so many other soft rock songs as well.
Yeah, they had quite a string of hits back in the day. Let's talk about this Top Gun lawsuit. What's going on with this? And by the way, that movie, it's raking it in, isn't it?
Yeah, already it's taken in. This is, what, the second week that it's been out? $550 million worldwide that it has taken in so far. So why not throw a lawsuit at the movie since it's doing so well? It's a copyright lawsuit. The original Top Gun movie was based on a magazine article that was written back in 1983, and now the heirs to the author of that article are stepping forward. They reclaimed the rights to the story in January of 2020, and they are saying that Paramount Pictures knew that the studio did not have the rights when they moved forward on the sequel. The heirs are saying that Paramount ignored their cease and desist letter before the movie came out, so that's why they're suing them now. Paramount is denying that the sequel came from that copyrighted material and said that these claims are made without merit. So we'll see how it all shakes out while the cash register continues to ring for Paramount Pictures and Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise's most successful movie of his entire career, by the way, approaching $1 billion in box office receipts worldwide.
And he'll be getting a piece of that action, won't he?
Oh, very definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very, very definitely. Yeah.
The reunions are coming on TV, or are they streaming? Where are we getting these shows?
Yeah, they're in a variety of places. TV show Scrubs everybody wants to do a reunion. The cast and the creator of Scrubs, hilarious, the medical comedy, I used to love that show. They all got together at kind of a TV convention over this past weekend, and they said that they are all ready to do it. The creator of the series says we are going to do it because we're lucky enough that people care about the show. He's even saying that he's working on some new storylines for all of the beloved characters. But all of the principals are in. Hasn't been picked up by any networks, hasn't been picked up by any streaming services yet. But it sounds like everybody is raring to go for that. There will definitely be a reunion show for the sitcom Martin, which was one of the most popular sitcoms in the 90s and 2000s, starring Martin Lawrence and Tanisha Arnold and Tisha Campbell and many others. That is going to definitely be out on BET Plus, that's BET's streaming service, on June the 16th.
Dean, this is a very nice thing Dave Chappelle is doing, isn't it?
Yeah, he is doing a concert tour. He did not have a show scheduled in Buffalo, New York, but he went ahead and booked a show anyway because he wanted to do something to honor the families of the 10 people who were killed in that horrible Buffalo supermarket shooting that took place there last month. So went ahead, he booked the Shea Performing Arts Center there. It's a 3,000-plus seat arena. Completely sold it out, and then donated every penny of the proceeds to the families who were affected by the shooting. So a little bit of good coming out of something so horrific.
For sure. When are we going to see Ted Lasso again?
Well, it's not going to be until later on this year. They're filming season three right now, but something interesting came up yesterday from Brett Goldstein, who not only is a writer for the show, but he plays Roy Kent on the show. And he says that the upcoming third season is being written as a final one. Jason Sudeikis, who is the co-creator of the show and, of course, the star, says he always envisioned the series would end after three seasons anyway. He says he's open to doing more if it makes sense for the story. But according to Goldstein right now, the way the script is being written for the final season, they're going to be calling it quits on the show, which is sad because it's such a good show.
Yeah, why do I think that there will be some sort of outcry and that they will do more? There will be pressure to do more.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. They have to go at least 5-6 seasons with it. What is it, 6 seasons, and then you can go into syndication? They say that's where the big money is. That once it goes into syndication, that's where the big money falls.
Let's talk about what's happening over at the Music Box this weekend.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so I'm not going to be able to go to this, which makes me so mad because I am such a big fan of Buster Keaton, the comedian, director, mostly from the silent film era. Buster Keaton films are so underrated, but are so hilariously funny. The Music Box Theater is going to be doing a bit of a film fest, I guess, this weekend. A series called The Restored Films of Buster Keaton, where they have taken 5 of his movies, cleaned up all of the prints. Most of these movies that they're going to be showing are nearly 100 years old. One is from 1920. Another was Go West, 1925. Our Hospitality, 1923. Maybe one of his most famous, Steamboat Bill Jr., is from 1928. And each one of these shows Buster Keaton at his finest. Roger Ebert once called Buster Keaton the greatest actor, director in the history of film because, you know, this was all being done at a time. Not only was there, you know, no sound, there were no special effects. There was no nothing. Everything that you see Buster Keaton doing in these films, Buster Keaton did in these films, which is really quite amazing. And to call him one of the founding fathers of physical comedy is no exaggeration. These films are geniusly, hilariously funny. And they're playing at the Music Box this coming Saturday and Sunday. If you go to musicboxtheater.com, you can take a look at the schedules. Go on YouTube. If you're not familiar with Buster Keaton, just go on YouTube and look at some short clips of what genius Buster Keaton gave us back in the day. Almost, 100 years ago, in some case. When WGN was first coming on the air, Buster Keaton movies were popular in the theaters back then.
Are you going to Graceland? Is that where you're going?
That's where I'll be over the weekend.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, have you ever been?
Yes, I have been, and if anyone has not been for a long time, they've done a whole new deal across the street from the mansion now, and it's worth going to see that. And the mansion, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's not what you expect.
Smaller than I expected the first time that I went. It is, the first floor they have left as Elvis had it, and this was back in the 1970s. People are going, ooh, it's so tacky. But think about what your living rooms were like back in the 1970s or the kind of furniture and shag carpeting that we had and, crazy designs that we had. That's what Elvis had in his house back in the 1970s. So, they've kept it. And I haven't been there for a while, but when I was there across the street, were little strip mall stores, souvenir shops, things like that. And I understand that it's changed tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
I am looking forward to going and seeing what it's like now. We're going to be interviewing the cast of this new Elvis Presley movie, you know, at Graceland Mansion. So that should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that. And next Monday morning, I'll still be there. Next Monday morning, I'll be coming to you from Graceland Mansion. So
from the waist up only, though.
From the waist up. From the waist, yes, right. You don't want to see my provocative dancing.
The trailer looks fantastic. Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker. I can't wait. Is that movie coming out like in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it's the 24th, June 24th. So we got to wait a couple of weeks for that. I've already seen the movie, and I will tell you that I absolutely loved it. This young actor's name is Austin Butler, who plays Elvis Presley. This is so much more than just an Elvis impersonation, you know, so much more than the curled lip and, you know, a couple of signature moves. I have never seen anyone so embody the spirit, especially the spirit of young Elvis, the Heartbreak Hotel era, Don't Be Cruel, It's Now or Never, the early period of Elvis. He captures that spirit like crazy. Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker. It's really the story of the relationship between Elvis and Colonel Tom. Tom Hanks, I think, is great. Just the whole thing, the whole spirit. And Baz Luhrmann, who directed the movie Moulin Rouge and Great Gatsby, has a very definite style, a very, very stylized way of telling the story. Has never been done this way before. So I'll tell you much more when we get closer to the opening. But on Monday, I'll be coming to you live from Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee.
And you'll be having your breakfast, your peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's absolutely correct.
Talk to you tomorrow here.